We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, at 8:45. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting was advertised in the Daily Sun and on the county website. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Tim left an observation. Jergen, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lidle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held November 27th, 2024. Approve all claims through December 10th, 2024 in the amount of $2,111,919. Accept claim number 2412-0123 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $330, and number 2412-0126 to Johnny's Welding Inc. in the amount of $205.22, and number 2412-0132 to RL Teeman Construction Inc. in the amount of $74,741.82 to be voted on separately below. Of that, $1 million even was in transfers to three different.
It was a little over $1 million, wasn't it, Terry?
Yeah. $1,522,000.
Were in transfers to road and bridge sinking.
Insurance.
Insurance, 911. And then 911.
And
three transfers, I thought.
Building and grounds, or the building sinking, and another one was for the economic development. So we had
$150,000 for Engage.
I had several of them.
So those are just internal transfers. Those dollars aren't spent yet, but they do show on our ledger.
I never budgeted.
I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless you guys have anything.
Yeah,
like
read it all. Yeah, you haven't read it all.
Jeez, I got stopped partway. Thank you.
Yeah.
We barely got started there. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approved district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of November 24. Approve utility permit number 1319 to Robbie Hoffling. Mr. Hoffling will be installing a new electric line under Maple Road, approximately 4,485 feet east of the intersection of 134th and Maple. Mr. Hoffling's contractor will trench a 4-inch wide by 48-inch deep trench from South Greater Ditch to the North Greater Ditch for new electrical line and backfill to county specs. All other work will be on private property located south of Section 28 and north of Section 33, Township 3 North, Range 8 East, Sherman Township. Well worded, Mr. Conkey. Now, I would ask for motion to approve consent agenda as presented. Moved by Swavely, seconded by Dorn. Are there any items anyone would like to discuss or pull off? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Now, regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2412-0123 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $330.66, and claim number 2412-0132 to RL Team Construction, Inc., in the amount of $74,741.82. That would be for three townships hauling and gravel material. These are two companies I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Got caught up on townships?
Spring of 24. So,
almost done.
Spring is done?
Almost.
Spring is almost done. Mark's almost got us caught up. Well, we're almost to fall of 24, so
wow.
making a dent.
Great. Weather's helped.
Weather definitely helps. New bids go out in 3 months, 4 months?
In February.
Terry will make a comment about how nice the roads are, and it'll fix it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you for the comment.
Cost me a lot of money.
Please vote. 5 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 24120126 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $205.22. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through December 11, 2024 to $2,187,196.70, including the $1.5 million transfer.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve claims. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 5 in favor with Jurgens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Seeing no public, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Swavely.
David's ready for you.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning. We just had a few things. I bought some new wall pack lights for the veterans office. We did have them on there before the siding, and they were pretty old at that time, so they're cheap. So we just are going to put some new ones on the south side, then there'll be one on the west, and then we're going to put one that we didn't have before on the east side for the parking, and that one would be just more like a point down type direction to light that up a little bit. And then we did have a floodlight go out that's on the south side, but I'm going to just leave that as is. It's the one right in the middle, and you actually can't even notice that it's out. And mainly those floodlights, when they do go out, you have to just buy the whole new floodlight, and they are expensive, and they're actually been discontinued. So when we do replace more, we'll just have to, you know, probably replace them all at that
time. Different design?
Yeah, they're a different design and probably a little bit different color also. So anyway, you don't even notice that that one's out, so it worked out okay. And otherwise, we're just cutting the panels for underneath the counter, so I'm looking like we're really going to tear into this as soon as this meeting's over with and have a...
You mean we have to go someplace else so you can work on it?
Not today, no. Yeah, we'll just wait. So, and then we'll put the drawers in, but I kind of needed to wait on that because we'll need to move the voting buttons and all that when we do that. So next time you come, your voting buttons might be up on top of the counter temporarily. So that's about, and then a heat pump unit that services fourth floor and third floor hallway. We had to order that from Noakes, and that did come in. So it's not installed yet, but it did come in. So that's about what I had.
And Dave was out draining streetlights.
Yes.
Monday.
Yes.
What was he doing?
If you saw him on the ladder around the courthouse, yeah, those streetlight bulbs seemed to gather water. So
those
he was
globes, yeah, they,
draining the globes.
Really?
Yeah. They always get, it's hard to see where they get come in at, but water does get in those. So
how often you got to drain them? Depends how much it rains, I suppose.
Yeah, usually once a year. Now these, when we, the winter lights paid for these, that globe is just a one-piece assembly where these older ones had a seam in them. So I would imagine eventually we'll probably just get some of those to replace these.
So can't you just drill a small hole in the bottom?
I did, yeah.
That's the repair when he drains them.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty
problem technical. Solved.
Yeah, yeah. But those are, they, I'm sure they're made of plastic. They do discolor and stuff.
So. Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization, we didn't talk too much about it today, but valuations are up, but most people's property taxes on homes went down because of the credits. Equalization doesn't deal with the taxation, but it does deal with the valuation. Across the board, commercial, industrial, as well as residential, all seem to be climbing upwards. Finance and insurance, Mr. Jurgens.
Large ticket items, Applied Connective, IT services, $22,371.26. Gage County transfer, $1,522,595.88. General election help, poll workers, $11,555.70. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rockland Gravel, $53,573.54. RLT Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $74,741.82. Masonry Construction Incorporated, Scaffolding for Exterior Renovation, $12,177.77.
Thank you, Mr. Jurgens. Human Resources, Employee Relations, we'll have an FOP update in closed session. We may have some other personnel discussion in that closed session as well. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Lisa, you got anything this morning?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I know some of you were here at committee meeting, but I just wanted to put a hats off to our local fire departments, 3 and 33 Mutual Aid, and also to the Farmers Co-op of Dorchester. I say this because I think I have shared some of the pictures with you, but Saturday and Sunday we had SATRA, which stands for SATRA stands for Safety and Practical Rescue Association. And so through the 3 and 33 Mutual Aid, we trained on grain engulfment. And so we had 153 people, fire guys, EMS, that trained with us over a two-day period of time. It was a four-hour session, but we made it flexible enough for them to handle that. As they move forward with looking at their own resources within their own departments for deploying to a grain situation, whether it's entrapment or engulfment. But the unique thing about this training was that the fire and EMS could be a victim, they could be a rescuer, they could apply what needed to be done with that hands-on training. So it's invaluable. And so we'll move forward with additional training in the future. And so we've developed a partnership, and as all of you know, those department partnerships are so, so important. So, but yes, thanks to all those that helped with that and also participated. The other thing that I brought up to your attention at the committee meeting was the solar project that's going on up in the northern part of Lancaster County. It would be the southern boundary of Lancaster County. So that will, our landowners within Highland Township were notified within Section 2, 3, and 4. So they have, Lancaster County has had their public hearing. They, PNZ elected to wait 2 weeks for NextEra to have additional information to go out to the landowners or either put together a community meeting. They have that scheduled. That's what I wanted to share with you. If anyone's interested, it's at Hallam Thursday night from 6 to 7:30. The request of PNZ was that they tabled for 2 weeks their decision so that NextEra could just go back and do some public impact meeting to tell them about the project again. So next week I do believe that they're scheduled to make that decision for that solar project. That's a 304 megawatt. Even though not in Gage County, it does affect some of our border participants. They did, there was a couple of them that did testify at that hearing.
Is there any chance that will bleed into the Gage County at some point, or are they looking to move south with that at all?
Not to my knowledge. This is a 2,400 acre project, 304 megawatts, so pretty sizable project. I think I did put a map Monday morning for you to kind of see, you know, on that. So when you're comparing our regulations to their regulations, their setbacks are only 100 feet. So we're at that size, we're at 680 feet, so from a non-participating party. So
that might be something to keep in mind as we're reviewing our our regs. We'll have an example at a neighboring county. We can see how things worked.
Right, absolutely.
If we were unreasonable in our assumptions or if we were realistic, I mean, that'll give us an idea. Mr. Dorn.
And chicken houses in Johnson County?
Yes.
That nothing started yet, has there?
No, that's just the notification that the county received is just their hearings. That hearing for PNC is December 17th, I believe. So, yeah. Like what we do when we're working with a board or a jurisdiction, we send the clerk, you know, PNC notifications as well. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
Thanks, Lisa. Gus, you don't have everything for you is later, right? Yeah. We're good.
Fantastic. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Well, my secretary's gone today, so I'll wing it. Ace Eaton will be bringing more tubes this week. 6 more projects will be delivered this year. Mr. Aiden is moving on to 20-foot bridge inspections and has had good luck with tree removal. Marshall County MOU is complete.
Mr. Kunkey, do you have anything for us on the rock that was hauled south versus purchase there? I'm sure you probably got the same calls I got again.
I checked with my drivers. The blame's going to come back onto me. In my head, I assume they would haul it from that southern quarry, and they did not. So I didn't have time to babysit them off GPS to see where they were doing it. So it comes back to it was completely my fault. So
that one too, we had looked on the claim. We had that $9,000 credit, but then that ended up actually being a loss of several thousand dollars with the trucking because it was then it was just billed under another item. So then it was $7,000 some.
I have done this before that we've hauled from on sites to that road 2 years prior. Both quarries have pros and cons. I've also pulled rock from the southern quarry to the northern part because of some of those positives from that quarry are better for some projects. So it is a mutual thing. Sometimes we do got to change where we're taking stuff just for the quality of rock. The benefits, sometimes there's rock that sticks in the boxes that we try not to use, especially this time of year. It gets difficult to get out of the box. Some of them have more fines, so on and so forth. So sometimes I do use the strength of each quarry in the positive that sometimes you got to make that difficult call and haul from a different road or a different quarry that's a little further away.
This one, the drivers must not have known what to do. They were supposed to be getting 1.5-inch crusher run.
It was not 1.5. It should have been 5/8.
And they didn't get either. They got they didn't get 1.5-inch crusher on. They started with that. They ended up hauling 3/8 screenings.
It should have been 5/8, and that's where I think the miscommunication was with sites or NEBCO was they got billed for the 3/8 instead of the 5/8. I did talk to one of the drivers. He said towards the end.
It's 3/8. It's 3/8 screenings. We went and looked at it.
Towards the end, they did have to get 3/8 to finish out the last 3/4 mile is what I was told from the drivers.
The quarry says it was all 3/8 screenings. They said they didn't load any 5/8. They didn't. They ran out of 1.5-inch crusher run.
Because there should have been.
They didn't have any more. They started with that. Then they went to 3/8 screenings, and that's what got dumped out there.
Because it should have been a clean rock. It shouldn't have been any screenings.
That would have been good, but it wasn't. It was 3/8 screenings. But they didn't have it. The other one did. So if that's what it is, I mean, I would.
Like I said, it's. I didn't follow through with double checking with them, so it's going to come back onto my shoulders.
All right.
Do we have a written policy about? Then we got to make sure we put something.
It will be rectified.
So that the drivers know and.
I have a meeting planned this Friday to go over snow. Policies that we got coming for upcoming year, and I'm going to rectify that to be using the closest quarry as possible.
Where you got with snow?
We're prepped.
Everything ready? Salt on hand? I saw you
had salt on hand. We got salt. We want to make another round of a salt run just to kind of fill our bin even more. Snowblower's been ran through. Make sure that it's complete oil change, all ready to rock and roll except for loading up the equipment in the loader itself, but he's going to do that here shortly. We've already been talking about snow. We've got the snow list out to where it's not just a certain amount of people that are going to go out. It's everybody's on call. Pay attention to the weather. If you're on vacation, you still might be getting called in.
When the blower goes out, do we have an extra man Or is it just one person?
It's just one person.
Just one
that's
person.
That's just driving the loader.
Will he carry spare parts with it?
He does have a toolbox with spare parts, with shears and chains. That vehicle also has GPS now, so we are able to track where he is at. All vehicles that will be going out for snow are with GPS at this moment.
We do have a fellow in the shop, too, when that's out. Okay. So there's support in the shop whenever anyone's out.
They're more prone to break down than what the trucks are for the plows.
The shear pin is what broke the most last year on the snowblower. I think one time we had broke a chain that was out for a couple hours, but the shear pin was what continued to break. But that was when we first started using it, after he got used to using the snowblower. Slowing down a lot, it didn't break as much. So
Don't take as much of a bite.
that was some of it, too, was not taking such a big bite. Slowing down was the tremendous factor of making sure that shear pin didn't break.
We've had that snowblower for I don't know how many years, and it had never been used until
long,
last
long,
year.
Long time.
2010, 12, somewhere in there, I think, is when it was purchased.
Oh, it's a real long time.
10, we had the bad winter.
Yep.
And it was purchased after that because of the bad winter. So it probably in 11.
It had only 8 to 10 hours on it, I think, when we looked at it before we ran it last year.
Hopefully we don't need it again, but I'm glad it's ready.
It's ready. All trucks, we still have one truck put together. We did put trucks together over Thanksgiving just because of the long weekend. Just they were forecasting a possible snow. So we do have one truck prep. We've already been talking about the forecast is coming up on Friday. We might go out Friday. We're waiting for the forecast to actually update a little bit because it started off with snow. It's dropped to rain. We're going to see what happens. The possibility will be going out on Saturday for possibly sand and salt on roads. The accumulation is not there to probably put the blades down, but just in case, watching the temps, it doesn't look like it's going to freeze, but it's Nebraska. The weather can and will change.
Did you replace a lot of signs or just a couple this weekend?
We did have quite a few stolen signs up in the northern part of the county.
Really?
Just going to let the sheriff know there's some bandits
signs. Mr. Tiemann texted me over the weekend stating a stop sign was down on 82nd Chestnut. I love those afternoon texts because it's so much nicer to send the guys out during daylight hours than it is evening hours. So the on-call foreman, within 15 minutes, I think, was already heading down to the shop to go out there and fix that. He also did have to go out on Sunday for another stop sign on Apple, 120th and Apple-ish area. We informed the sign tech Monday about those two signs. He went out and started double-checking. Even during his night inspections this week, he's noticed a lot of signs missing. So if they are regulatory signs, stop sign, yield sign, T sign, he's been replacing those as need be. The 911 addresses he's been holding off to the next day, or intersection signs, because they're non-regulatory. There's not really a call factor and a safety factor for those to call, be called out for.
Are they being knocked down or what?
They're being taken.
They're stealing them.
Really? Somebody wants a stop sign for their man cave, huh?
I wish they'd just come down to the county shop because we got that stop sign grant. We have quite a few shot-up signs that...
Glad to give them, huh?
Sell them. They're going to go into scrap. We're keeping the better ones. As for this purpose, if we do have to replace signs that we feel that are decent. With that being said, with the abundance of signs, of stop signs that we do have, would there be the possibility of some of these smaller villages maybe donating half a dozen signs to these smaller villages that we'd still want to keep majority of them for ourselves, but...
We could probably set a low price, like a dollar a sign or so. I mean, we're basically giving them away, but that way we set a price to villages and towns, Beatrice, Wymore.
I mean, they'd be used signs.
Used ones? Scrap.
They won't bring any scrap.
Yeah, it's pennies. Pennies on the dollar, what we get for scrap.
Down right. Track of it,
okay.
They are aluminum, I think, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah.
So a little more value than steel.
Dave has the ability to sell things under a certain dollar amount, which these would be under. Maybe you could work with Dave, and then he just keeps record of it, and we turn it in. That way we don't have to do anything differently. But I would think that'd be great for the villages if
that's kind of what we were thinking. Me and the Scientech were thinking with some of these older stop signs that.
And I'm sure these kids aren't doing this maliciously, but if there's a stop sign or a T-intersection sign, somebody from town that doesn't know the roads out there driving and they blow through a stop sign and somebody gets hurt or they, I mean, we have people get killed on T-intersections. I hate to say it.
I was a youth at once, too, and kind of did some of these things back in the day. My father worked for the county as a sign tech. All he told me is don't steal them from Webster County because that was where he was the sign tech.
I mean, the intent is surely
so
not.
So that word got through school, and actually Webster County had nice signs that never got stolen unless some other county came over and stole them.
It's always the other counties. Anything else for Road and Bridge? Thank you, Mark. Up next, approve or disapprove Gage County Comprehensive Juvenile Community Plan to be submitted to the Nebraska Crime Commission and authorizing the chairman to sign this plan. Morning, Christina. Oh, thank you.
The county plan is something we have to do every now 5 years. This makes us eligible for the grant, which we'll be hearing about in just a second. The plan is we have to go through a lot of data to figure out what our priority areas that we will be addressing are. Our priorities have not changed for several years. The data that I used was from the Nebraska SHARP survey, the Risk and Protector Factor survey, and JJI, Juvenile Justice Institute. I also used some from the community hospital data, that their assessment that they just did. And I'm thinking there's another one, but I don't remember what it is right now. We do a lot of work on looking at substances and what the kids are using, lifetime use, things like that. And then look at our programs that we have and things that we want to develop. Our priority areas are the same, like I said, as they have been for probably 15 years, but it's what works for us. Maintain the current infrastructure of collaboration and cooperation within juvenile services. That includes the juvenile diversion program, the coalition, lots of different things and how we work together. Meetings, reporting, grant applications are all part of those strategies. Priority two, chronic absenteeism is a ongoing concern. Oh, I used the Beatrice Aquest data that we just got from the State Department of Education that said that absentee continues to rise in Beatrice Public Schools at least. Priority three is illegal substance use and abuse with underage drinking as problems in the community. And the fourth priority was mental and behavioral health needs are continual concerns in Gage County. We work with Hope Squads, RAP. What questions do you have? I feel like I've gone through this in my mind so many times that I kind of forget what I write, so. Any questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. This is basically a roadmap for what your plan is as you're working through things.
Right. One thing I did forget to talk about was the detention, alternatives to detention that has to be included in it. But a roadmap for the next 5 years.
Alternatives to correctional facility detention or from detention at school?
Detention, correctional facility for youth, and those have to go to other places besides Gage County. So.
Any questions for Christina on this? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Up next is approve or disapprove the Gage County Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid application to be submitted to the Nebraska Crime Commission and authorizing the chairman to sign the application. This would be a large part of your funding mechanism, although it does continue to drop in dollars, it sounds like.
Actually, no. But this year we got a raise. So
it did not go down. Last year it was a significant decrease.
Last year it went down like $10,000. We got that $10,000 back this year. If you looked at that, the areas that we will be working on this year is, again, Gage County Juvenile Diversion, Alternatives to Detention. The Gage County MAPS receives just a small, I think it's 5% of the overall grant, just for administration and backbone support for the coalition. And then the Resolution Center is something that we put in there this year, working with excessive absenteeism.
Do you want to touch on this, Roger?
I would just, Eric's right. We've been meeting with the school. The funding mechanism has altered from the Crime Commission. We're also working with Senator Dorn as far as maybe getting some of this stuff back so we got more stability. We are going to have to look at some other funding sources. And I just, we haven't got to that point yet. The schools in the last few years has really kind of stepped up to the plate and helped us. It really is a cooperation between the schools, the probation, the county through our grant program, the city through the police department and the sheriff's office, and I don't know how many other organizations have. We have monthly meetings where they coordinate things.
Yeah. Those organizations are all listed in the plan. There's probably 60-some people that are invited to the meetings every.
So it really is a great job as far as a community and county effort to coordinate all this stuff. And in other counties, they don't have this coordination. So, quite frankly, you have a lot of duplicity and services that are needed but aren't funded. So we'll keep working with the school, because next fiscal year we're going to have to come up with a.
Christina, getting that money back, will that take care of the issue we had with the school this year? And just for the board's information, we thought that this grant was paying for this. The school's actually been paying anywhere from nothing to $20,000 a year to diversion. With Christina going to part-time and full-time at the paper, that made a difference, somewhat of a difference on there, mm-hmm. but the programs are still going on. Will this cover funding this year where it...
We'll still be part-time within the next grant year, but it does not solve their problem of their lid that they have on funding. And so I did write it under the school being the sub-award. However, later on when we accept the grant, by then maybe we'll figure out what we're going to do with this program. But it... as far as I'm understanding from Mr. Alexander, is that we cannot keep it under the school just because of their lid that they have.
So they're wanting to remove it from the school books altogether.
Because it does, it raises the money going into them, and it has to do with the state aid formula. So we understand that. Even though it's a smaller amount, it does affect them.
They show 115,000, or it's over $100,000 on their books for this program. So they want to get that off of their books for funding purposes. At this time, though, I'd ask for a motion to approve authorizing the chairman to sign this application.
I'll approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by
Lytle.
Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thanks.
Up next. Do you want me to sign these now?
Just the signature pages. Yes.
I don't know if I have that. You'll have to send me updated stuff because you're going to change.
Before I submit them, I will get you copies.
Could you take these across the hall, please? Up next, approve or disapprove resolution number
24-23.
24-23 on approving issuance by the Beatrice Area Solid Waste Agency of its solid waste disposal facilities revenue bonds, Series 2025, in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $16 million, for purpose of financing the costs of construction, constructing and equipping a new landfill, all necessary for building and items of equipment related thereto for use by the agency. Mr. Juergens and Mr. Dorn are intimately involved in this through the Boswell Board. I'm sure you know all the details inside and out on this. I talked to Toby and went over this briefly. The city passed this last week, last Monday, I believe. Mr. Rivera is here nodding at me. The city's language in their resolution is slightly different. This is similar to that of the hospital bond, where when it comes through, the county acknowledges it, but the city in their wording, if for some reason the landfill Boswell couldn't pay for those bonds, it would go on to the tax roll of the city of Beatrice and their residents. This is more an acknowledgement from the county. Is that correct? Covered fairly well?
You did a very nice job with that.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle. Anything to add, Mr. Rivera, or just here just in case?
Just here just in case.
All right. If there's no other question or discussion, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove building entrance agreement with the Unite Private Networks to supply internet to the extension office. This agreement allows them to trench to and to access the building. This is for the access for the university internet into the extension office.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by...
Motion by Schuler,
second by
Schuler's
Swavely.
He pointed at you and said Swavely.
Yeah, he's already forgot who I am.
Oh, my goodness.
The left side usually doesn't speak.
Clear off guard.
Motion over here.
Motion
by Schuler, second by Swavely. We discussed this on Monday. Unite would be the provider, but this line would carry the information for the university internet. Any discussion or questions? If not, please. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order prior to a closed session?
Recess.
We will take a 5-minute recess at 9:22 prior to negotiation update.
Probably ought to go, too. Good.
Based off your recommendation.
We'll reconvene at 9:36 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or necessary for the protection of the reputation of an individual at 9:36. Moved by Swavely.
Second.
Second by Dorn.
Where'd Terry go?
This will be for FOP negotiation update. No action will be taken after we come out of closed session. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. We're in closed session.
I get the idea. He doesn't negotiate much for a wage.
You never know when we get ourselves into trouble.
No, that's fine. Make a motion. We come out of closed session.
At 10:41. Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 5 in favor. We're in open session. Anything else for the good of the order?
Gary's here. We had some conversation about mass texting. Gary, did you get in on that Monday at all?
What do you mean, mass texting?
Well, like the co-op has, we're sending a group of people a text.
Oh, yeah?
I think it would be, and I don't know if you've been at, you might have happened to miss the meetings when I brought it up before. I certainly would want to know, of course, what the costs are. Maybe it's not worth it, but there's been a company called GoGov that we've been getting emails from that provides an application. It's an app. For mass texting, for like road closings, emergencies, you know, anything, meeting cancellations, all that kind of stuff. And it turns out they charge $4,800 a year. Well, I don't
I'll
know.
Try to get a hold of Bob.
They're going
to
they want to give a presentation, 15-minute presentation, which I always think it never hurts to listen, but I'm not sure I think there's better, maybe a better way to go than what this company has, and we don't know without listening to them. But I like what the co-op has done, that I even received a text when there was a fire from the co-op about taking a disc north of Odell, and I thought that was very good. And I get texts from the co-op in regards to the mill, and then do they send texts about grain prices too, don't they? No. And I think it goes to select people. It isn't that any one person has to send that text. I get texts from the feed mill people. And so how does that work? Who do they do that with?
So I'd have to talk to Ryan to see how they're doing it now. But I was actually I was part of the ones that started that program, and it's actually just an email address that you put into a deal and create the deal. Now what they're doing now, I've been gone for over a year, and they had started to move into something maybe a little different, a little bit before I left even. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you exactly how they're doing it, but I do know how that works. For $400 a month. I'll use the GroupMe app. You just tell me the people that want in on it, and I'll add their numbers to the GroupMe, and I'll do it. I'll manage it for $400 a month.
Well, I was going to say that seemed high. You know,
really high,
I don't think,
because there's free apps out there that we can do it with.
And I'm certainly this guy that wants to give a presentation. I'm not, you know, pushing him or anything. I reached out to him, so I initiated that. But I'm curious to know what he had.
Can you get him to just give us rather than coming in here? Can he give us just a dot? You know,
he was going to do a Zoom meeting, is what he was asking to do.
Yeah. He said it's an application and it's $4,800 a year, and people have to download it to get the information. The public would have to download the app, and then it can have different individuals.
That's your $400 a month.
Yeah, but what's the value that he's given there? Yeah. Because GroupMe is a free app that you can create as many groups as you want, and you can put as many people as you want in that group.
I don't know. So this is what he sent me just briefly, some stuff, and I did get another call from somebody yesterday. I think it was yesterday, day before, and her stuff is not an app. It's an actual just a texting program or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, I think there's a much better way than what this guy's got for that kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to start something, we could. I mean, I know of different ways. I think, Rod, we'd probably want to check into, you know, any issue, any risks that we would have by doing that. But like with GroupMe, you can close it. So like if Don's office was in charge of it, Don can be the owner of it, and she can be the only one that adds to it or whatever else. But
the other concern, and I did say this to Don too, is that I think we need to look into what your retention rules are going to have to be for a government entity, because like with the audio here, once we record, we have to record, and it has to be retained. Notes, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you have to retain those notes. So whether these text things have to be...
They're just notices of meetings and stuff, right? Are you going to do something? Well,
can you guys hear that?
Going to send out information and stuff. I don't know. That's what I'm asking, though. So if there would be retention rules
different
for counties...
Well, would NACO have an idea? I mean, wouldn't they be...
I don't know.
Well, you can ask them next week.
Yeah. NACO probably has their own product.
Ask them next week.
NACO, text me.
Well, I know the school has
the
schools.
Schools
is really good.
So I don't think.
Yeah, the school goes to everybody that signed.
I
think you got to sign
like
up for
with
it.
With this group, you have to be careful with the open meetings laws and all that other crap. Now, because this group would be on that brings up, you know, and again, just goofy things like that. And I'm as bad as anybody. I send you guys a copy of something you asked to look at.
Yeah, but you'll also defend us.
Be careful replying to this.
Well,
I started the damn thread.
I did that on the one that Gary was on. I said, don't reply all to all these guys. And Gary goes, you just replied to all.
And then I did it right behind you by saying you did. So.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I'm going to sneak off to another meeting. Do you guys need me for anything?
Never do.
You.
Oh. Okay, so Yeah. Have a good one. We're not adjourned. So.
Well, yeah, you guys are still meeting, though.
I know.
Yeah.
So we have the,
and the vice chair isn't here.
Oh. Are you guys ready
adjourn
to adjourn?
Do you, yes, I'm
okay.
Ready to
adjourn. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:48.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Shuler, second by Swavely. All in favor, say aye.
Skip Don again.
Aye.
Ayes have it. We're adjourned at 10:48.
Shuler and who?
Swavely.
Okay, and what time? 10:48.
10:48.
48, okay.
But you want to...